Well, good morning, everybody. Praise God. It's starting to feel a little bit more like spring outside, and grateful for that. I just got back from my annual retreat. The last several days, I was at St. Mindred in the monastery, and the monastery is a pretty quiet place, and it was kind of funny because I walked in there on Sunday night, and lo and behold, the cell not quite right next to mine, but there was another priest in between us, a very quiet and pious fellow was in the middle of us. But I walk in there and there's the name of one of my best priest friends from Louisville, and the two of us are kind of loud, and so we kept being silenced, you know, by the way. But anyway, it was a lovely time, and St. Mindred is a very special place to me, partly because I think I told you the story a while ago of a moment where it was kind of a transfiguration moment in my own life. I was in high school on my confirmation retreat at St. Mindred, and the Lord revealed himself to me in a lot of ways, kind of like he did to Peter, James, and John in our gospel today. And maybe not quite in that way, but the Lord certainly became known to me in a very deep way. We should never doubt that God works very strongly in the lives and in the hearts of our young people. But I remember just how much that encounter with God changed my life. You know, you and I, we are blessed to have a lot of encounters with God. We should have encounters with Jesus every day, whether it's the reading of scriptures, Holy Mass, confession, whether it's like yesterday, a group of men from our parishes went to the Catholic Men's Conference in Batesville, which was extraordinary. It was wonderful. I was totally impressed and super excited to see that about half of the people there were under 30, you know, and it was just a really beautiful day for our church. But talk about a great encounter with Jesus, you know. Retreats. We have so many different things. Sister's going to tell you all about them at the end of Mass. Sign-up sheets in the back here. By the way, back there also is the parish directories, and it's kind of funny because I was praying for miracles for our parishes while I was on retreat, and I got back and there was a miracle, and that parish directory is actually done. Like, been waiting on that one for a little while. No fault of anybody here, but the company, whatever. But you know, encounters with Jesus. We're blessed to have opportunity after opportunity. That Lenten book study, another opportunity. But there's so many opportunities for encounters with Jesus. And our gospel tells us two things that happen big time when we have a real, authentic encounter with Jesus, which we're supposed to do every day. And the one thing is that after we have an encounter with Jesus, we see nothing but Jesus. Listen to this. It says, suddenly, looking around, Peter, James, and John no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone. In other words, like, this transfiguration happened, and all of a sudden, they saw Jesus everywhere. Everywhere. That's our goal. And when we have an encounter with Jesus, that's what happens. Mother Teresa, a God lover, she worked in the poorest parts of Calcutta. And there's a time when a reporter went up and asked her, how is it you do what you do? How do you work with these people? They are blistery and crusty and disgusting and bloody. And she said, are they like that? I didn't notice. Because she only saw Jesus in them. She made her morning holy hour. She went to Holy Mass. And she saw nothing but Jesus the rest of the day. That's what happens when we have an encounter with Jesus. There is a beautiful poem that I want to read to you right now. It's called, I See His Blood Upon the Rose. Listen to this beautiful poem by Joseph Plunkett. I see his blood upon the rose, and in the stars the glory of his eyes. His body gleams amid eternal snows, his tears fall from the skies. I see his face in every flower, the thunder and the singing of the birds are but his voice. And carven by his power, rocks are his written words. All pathways by his feet are worn. His strong heart stirs the ever-beating sea. His crown of thorns is twined with every thorn. His cross is every tree. That's what we're talking about. Where we have an encounter with Jesus like Peter, James, and John, and all of a sudden you see nothing but Jesus. You look outside and it's like it's Jesus everywhere. You look in the people in the house, the family, the children, the whatever. It's Jesus. Everything is Jesus. And life changes like when we get it. We're like, by the waiter is Jesus at the restaurant. Like, Jesus is that person that just made me really mad because they cut me off in traffic. Well, guess what? Jesus is in there. Be nice. Life is too short to be ugly. Life is too short because Jesus is everywhere. You know, give people the benefit of the doubt. Jesus is everywhere. And when we get it, when we see it, it's just like, then holy smokes, the whole life changes. The whole world changes. The second thing that happens, so the first thing is that we see Jesus everywhere when we have an authentic encounter with Jesus, which we should every day. The second thing that happens is that we hear him. We listen to him. Because listen, like when they're up there on the Mount of Transfiguration and all of a sudden from the sky thunders down that voice from God, the Father, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. And they do. And that when we have a beautiful encounter with Jesus, we hear him everywhere, just as we see him everywhere. We hear his voice, of course, in the scriptures, of course, in every piece of dogma and doctrine of our beautiful Catholic faith. We hear his voice in all of that. But we should also hear his voice in the cries of the poor, in the cries of children, in the cries of those in our own houses, in neighbors, those who are suffering. We hear his voice in the midst of that. We listen to him. You know, there's a story of this woman. She had a little boy, probably about 5 years old or so. And the boy went to sleep, and the mother, she looked inside. She looked inside in that room, and as he was sleeping, and she just kind of closed her eyes, and then he woke up, and she said, "Son, if you go back to sleep," she said, "I won't say a word." You know, and that she heard Jesus in that. In the midst of that silence. You know, there's a big difference between saying prayers and just sitting with the Lord and just being quiet. And that's kind of the secret of meditation, is just kind of sit there with the Lord in silence and in love and get lost in the love of it all. You know, and to hear his voice in the midst of the silence. It's a beautiful thing during Lent that we do. We really just sit in the silence and listen to Jesus' voice. You know, a lot of people struggle with things in life. Loneliness and feeling not good enough. All of those things. And a lot of times we just try to fix it immediately. Or we try to fill that void of whatever is in our life. And like we just try to fill it with something. We fix it immediately. But what happens if we just sit with it for 5 minutes? And just sit with it and listen to the voice of Jesus because it's there. When we have an encounter with Jesus, we can see him everywhere, we hear him everywhere. And it makes all the difference in the world. Because how in the world could we ever love Jesus if we don't see him and we don't listen to him, don't hear him. And that's the love that we hear in our first reading from Abraham, who is willing to do the biggest thing that we could ever think about, to sacrifice his own son. Out of love for the Father, he was ready to do it. And as he reached up to do it, God said, "Don't you dare." But like, he was willing to do it. Is our love for God that big? That's the question. And if we don't listen to Jesus, don't see him, how in the world could we ever hope to love him? And in the end, my friends, we will be judged on one thing, and that is love. Did we love Jesus, his church, and the people that he gave us to love? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.